Blog Talk Radio.
Ladies and gentlemen, you're tuned in to the best radio station inside of my house in Bellamy, Texas. The Love Lift Me Up Show, featuring gospel artists, psalmists, authors, educators, and community leaders. Let's give it up for the new Love Lift Me Up Show with Dr. Love.
Welcome, welcome, welcome to the Love Lift Jesus Up Show, where Jesus shines with love. I am your host, Dr. Love, promoted love, at free to love, free to the E, love. Today we have a Fit to Win segment and gospel highlight show prepared for you. Are you ready? And most of all, are you praying? As a matter of fact, speaking of praying, let us go into prayer. Dear Heavenly Father, we thank you for this day, Lord. We thank you for your divine salvation, because we all know that salvation is free. Heavenly Father, we offer up a special prayer for each student, each educator, each administrator, each parent, each aunt, each uncle, Lord, each brother, each sister, each pastor, each friend who has a child who will be attending public school, private school, homeschool, Heavenly Father. We ask for your divine safety, and we ask that you build a fence around each person, each school, Heavenly Father, and would you bless this year, Heavenly Father, in God's will, and in 2014 as well, would you bless it to be a safe year, Heavenly Father, where parents can feel safe sending their children to school, Heavenly Father, where students can feel safe going off into the colleges, Heavenly Father. Lord God, I'm asking would you wrap yourself, your hand, your anointing around the minds of those that are unstable and keep them under your watch and care, Heavenly Father. I'm asking would you bind the hands of the enemy, Heavenly Father, and bind the hands of the devil, Heavenly Father, who seek to destroy, Heavenly Father. I'm asking you, Heavenly Father, this day, this hour, this moment, Heavenly Father, would you build, Heavenly Father, what you have already done, and to keep each child, each parent, Heavenly Father, safe as they take their children to school and as they pick their children up, Heavenly Father, and as the day goes on, would you bless, Heavenly Father. Then, Lord, I'm asking you, would you go into the colleges, which you're already present, Heavenly Father, because you're already there, the Holy Spirit is there, would you go into those different perspective classrooms, Heavenly Father, and would you keep those individuals safe, Heavenly Father? Would you bless them to feel safe and comfortable, Lord Jesus? And once again, Heavenly Father, we pray for those minds which are unstable, Heavenly Father. We pray that you redirect them, Heavenly Father, unto you, Heavenly Father. Heavenly Father, we thank you for the lady, Heavenly Father, who was able to speak to the person who now knows you, Heavenly Father, and know that you are the one that kept everyone, Heavenly Father. We thank you for that divine recovery. We thank you for that story, Heavenly Father. We thank you for that praise. We thank you for that victory, Heavenly Father, because every day is a victory. Every day that we're able to open up our eyes, every day that we're able to put our feet on the ground, Heavenly Father, and every day that we're able to be on top of this earth, Heavenly Father, is a blessing, Lord. Heavenly Father, we're asking that you bless this year to be a year that it has never been before, Heavenly Father, where you are just all over the place, Heavenly Father. Your name, your writing is all over the place, where they will know, Heavenly Father, that you are there, Heavenly Father. We ask you, would you be omnipresent each and every day, Heavenly Father, of this year and next year, Heavenly Father. And we just ask you, and we thank you for each student. We thank you for each administrator. We thank you for each college, each university. We thank you for each student, Heavenly Father. And not only are we praying for our schools and our administrators and our professors, Heavenly Father, and our deans, Heavenly Father, but we're praying for those who are in the world in other fields, Heavenly Father, the hospital, the convalescent homes, Heavenly Father. Bless them to feel safe as well, Lord. We just want this to be a safe place, Heavenly Father. We want a fence to be built around everyone, Heavenly Father. And Lord Jesus, we know that all things happen in your will, Heavenly Father. And we're just asking you, would you stand with us and keep us, Heavenly Father. Give us the minds that is of you, and help us to think better, and help us to love better, and help us to be better than we were these past few days or this previous year, Heavenly Father. In Jesus' name, we pray and we thank you, God. We thank you for everything that you've done, Lord. We thank you for keeping us. We thank you for taking care of us, Lord Jesus. We thank you for giving us a word, Lord. We thank you for blessing us, Heavenly Father. We thank you for the people that we run across. We thank you for the people that we minister to, Lord. We thank you for the people, Heavenly Father, that you have put into our lives, Heavenly Father. We thank you, Heavenly Father, for what you're going to do and what you have done, Heavenly Father. In Jesus' name, we pray. Amen. Amen. And once again, I want to say that to all of those who are going to school, whether there be children or whether there be older individuals, that may you have a successful year and may God continue to keep and bless you. Okay. Whew, Lord Jesus, I feel good today. Our mini lesson comes from Psalms 105:1, and it reads as thus: Oh, give thanks unto the Lord, call upon his name. Make known his deeds among the people. And this Psalms here, and you know that Psalms is always a song, amen. If God has been good to you, you need to tell somebody. And it's not called bragging, Heavenly. It's not called bragging. I'm sorry, I have the Lord on my mind, and so I said Heavenly Father. It's not called bragging, saints. It's called letting people know that there is a God, letting people know that God still lives and God is able to carry us through. If God has done anything for you, we need to give God some praise. Amen. Every day you wake up, every day we wake up, we should give God the praise because he didn't have to do it. He didn't have to wake us up. And I always tell people, I just believe that the rocks can't tell my story like I can because I know. And I'm going to say it again. I know that God has been good to you and I. So remember to let everyone know who God is and let him know or let them know that God lives in you. I want to revert back over. My spirit is really excited and happy, so I may call Jesus' name a couple of times in this segment. I don't know, but I know that God is good and his mercy endured to all generations. Let's turn to Fit to Win now, and we're going to go to that website that I put online. And if you don't have the website up, just go to Google and type in calorie calculator, or you can take a shortcut and go to my Facebook page, and you can scroll down and look for calorie calculator because that is open on my Facebook page. So I'm going to give you a couple of seconds to do that. We're on the calorie calculator, or it's www.calculator.net. And while you are looking for that, previously we have already reviewed our fat percentage. And we've already reviewed the amount of calories that we will need. And one thing that I do believe in is building. So when you are up at this website, and if you're not there yet, you can always replay this broadcast. When you're at this website, you're going to type in your age again, your real age. You're going to type in your gender. You're going to type in your height. Okay? And you're going to type in your pounds. And then remember on last week when I gave you a breakdown of how active you were, then you're going to fill that in again. Are you lightly active, moderate, very active, or extra active? Okay? We're talking about fitness, exercise. Then you're going to calculate it. All right? You're going to press calculate. And I need 2,801 calories per day. All right? Now, so we've already figured that out from last week, right? So that was kind of a review for you. Okay, I want you to look in calories in common foods. Calories in common foods, okay? I want you to look at this calorie list. All right, look at it. You have the apple, banana, grapes, mango, orange, pear, peach, pineapple, strawberry, watermelon, okay? You're going to look at the size, all right, which is in the middle. A small 4-ounce has 80 calories. You're going to look at your bananas, one medium, 6-ounce, 101 calories. And what I want you to do this week, okay, what I want you to do this week is I want you to basically, go through, for instance, each fruit group, okay, vegetable group, and your meat group. And I want you to select any foods from there, and there's your drink group, Diet Coke, milk, low fat. You have orange juice, apple cider. You have all of that. I want you to select your foods from this table. And I want you to make sure that it's either how many calories you need or it's a little bit below the calories you need. And this right here is just a base for you to understand, you know, how much you should eat. And this is also a base for me to understand how much I should eat as well. Okay? All right. Then I want you to come down and look at calorie burning rate of common exercises. And I want you to feast your eyes on, it has 125 pounds per person, 155 pounds per person, and 185 pounds per person, okay? Now, if for some reason, okay, if for some reason, this basically tells you how many calories you will burn, all right, from doing these different types of exercises. And as we can see, the exercises at the bottom basically are the ones which burn the most calories. But remember, we are in different categories, and I told you that everybody's body is not the same. Okay, we're in different categories. Everybody's body is not the same. So if you are a beginner, you might want to start off with golf or walking. Okay, if you're in the middle, you might want to start off with maybe a little tennis or kayaking. That's even good, okay, because you're using your arm muscles and you are using your stomach muscles as well. And if you're more active or very active, you might want to start at the bottom. But I really want you to look at this chart, so let's go over it one more time. I want you to look at how many calories you need per day. I want you to look at this menu. I want you to select from each group, okay, what you want to eat each day. Make it a menu or however you want it, okay? And I want you to know that try to stay in your range, whatever your range is of calories. Try not to go over it. Now then, if you go over your calories, all right, if you go over your calories, I want you to do double what you were going to do if you had remained in your boundaries, okay? Because you're going to have to burning these calories is something, is just like money. You have to budget. You can't just continuously eat because you know that you can. You have to be able to say, okay, I can only have these many calories per day. So how am I going to get these calories without starving myself? And how am I going to get these calories without a lot of weight gain as well? Okay, so I want you to look at that. And after this broadcast, I'm going to give you a video that tells you about belly fat. It's the secrets to what causes a lot of the belly fat. And it's a video that's only exclusively that you will see on my website. So I need you to come back to the website sometime between now and midnight so that you can see that video. All right? And it's about burning belly fat. It's about foods that causes belly fat. Okay? So let's move right along. The second thing is I want you to know that we had a blessed time. When I say we, I'm talking about the community. I'm talking about individuals. We had a blessed time on Friday night at Second Baptist Church where Dr. Nykah Davis is pastor. We had a lot of churches who were represented, and we had churches, individual churches who opened up, such as Greater New Light Group. We had the Second Baptist Church Choir, which is phenomenal. We had the Gospel Sons. That's another phenomenal group. And all the people in town and out of town were in the house. I had the opportunity to go outside before Bishop Rance Allen, presented himself, as far as his ministry. And I heard a lady who was about 70 years old, and she told us, she said, I drove all the way from Killeen, Texas by myself to see the Bishop Rance Allen. And so that tells you a lot about the bishop's ministry, where you have individuals who are traveling near and far just to hear what thus says the Lord. And as I said previously, Bishop Rance Allen and his nephew blessed us on Friday. And I want you to stay tuned for more wonderful reviews from the event and clips. And if you have not seen the clips posted on my Facebook page, please, please go there and review those clips, because I am going to highlight the whole event on the station as well as on my blog and on Facebook, okay? And I want to share this quote with you that Bishop Rance Allen said when he was preaching. And this holds so very true, and it stuck with me. And I'm going to share a whole bunch of quotes that I copied down that really stood out. And this is what he said. He said, "When the economy is unfair, you cannot be unfair to God," which means, and I'm going to say that again because somebody missed it, says, "When the economy is unfair, you cannot be unfair to God," which means that whatever situation is happening around you, we still owe God the praise. God doesn't owe us anything. Amen? We still owe God the praise. We still owe God the glory. We still owe God the honor because God is everywhere. And God is taking care of us and keeping us. And we still have to give God the praise even when we don't feel like it, even when things and situations aren't going our way. So just remember, when the economy, and we're talking about really the world, y'all, the earth, is unfair, you cannot be unfair to God. You cannot be unfair to God. Amen. Okay, there are some announcements, and I'm almost done, believe it or not. Remember to check out Bishop Rance Allen, the websites, and the music, because we're going to have a review of this artist right here on the Love Lift Jesus Up show. So be sure to do that. And all you have to do is basically go to Google and type in Bishop Rance Allen, and you will see many videos. You'll see a website. You'll see Facebook. You'll see a Facebook fan page. Be sure to do that. Remember that MegaFest is this weekend. Are you coming? And I want to highlight some of the things that's going to be at MegaFest. So I'll be there because I want my listeners to know, you know, who I was there, and just to understand the experience, because I already have a feeling that it's going to be a blessed time in the Lord. So MegaFest is this weekend in Big D. Be sure to Google that as well. That's all over the internet. Okay. Also, just in, the multi-Grammy Award winner, Israel and New Breed, a.k.a. Jesus at the Center Tour, will be in Killeen, Texas. Oh, that is great. That's where I did some of my military training. Will be in Killeen, Texas at 322 East Avenue C. That's 322 East Avenue C, Israel and New Breed, a.k.a. Jesus at the Center Tour. Will be in Killeen, Texas. We're going to try to make that. And the phone number is 512-477-6060. And I believe this event is on the 13th of September. The tickets are already available. If you go to the website of openfireif.com, that's www.openfireif.com, www.openfireif.com. This is sponsored by LGCO. And so be sure to look at their website, because this event will happen or take place in September. I believe it's the 13th. Stay tuned for more information and updates and highlights of events. Someone gave me a card today for a tea at the Antioch Missionary Baptist Church in Waco, Texas, where the Reverend Dr. Delvin Atchison I is the pastor. The donation for the tea is $5. So if you're in Waco, Texas, just know that the Antioch Missionary Baptist Church at 2814 South 12th Street, Waco, Texas. I don't have my glasses on, but I believe that's an 8. It's on the card. Waco, Texas, August 31st, 2013 at 4 o'clock p.m. Donation $5 for a ticket. Today at the Great Ebenezer Baptist Church at my church, where the Dr. Carrie Berkeley is pastor, 919 Dutton, we are going to have our 98th church anniversary at 3:30. So if you're not doing anything, please come out and help us celebrate. This is in Waco, Texas, 919 Dutton Avenue, right by Baylor University. It's the corner. It's the church on the corner. And this is where family is more than a word, so please come out and help us celebrate that. If you want to contact me for more information on ministry, speaking events, or just to say hello or hey, you know that you can reach me at Facebook, ALFREDA, Love, or FREDA, Love Facebook, or I'm on Twitter, EMONYALOVE, or you can email me at EMONYA_love@yahoo.com. As far as the update on the book, I do want you to know that currently I just finished the part of You Were Called Out. There are certain characteristics of called out individuals. What you must understand, and this, I'm just giving you a brief little synopsis of one of the sections, is that everybody was called to do something. But what happens is only a few accept. Amen? And so what the Lord is telling us, he says, I'm going to have to separate the wheat from the tare. And you understand that when God separated this, he didn't do it in the middle. He waited until the harvest to separate. So if God has called you to do something, go ahead and do it. Don't wait. Because when your time is up, amen, we're going to have to be separated into heaven or hell. Oh, help me, Lord. This is going to be a good book. But anyway, that's where I'm at with that. And Nanny, do you have some announcements? Yes, you know that children, I like to sing and I like to know about these singers. And if you go into the Sunday Best website, you will see two individuals, Miss Tasha Page Lockhart and Kafia Rollerson. Be sure to vote for one of those young ladies. I suppose they had been on there, but I just went ahead and let them, you know, go ahead and try it for it. But anyway, go to Sunday Best and vote for one of those two. One of them is from Detroit and the other one is from Philadelphia. So that's all I wanted to say. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Okay, amen. And this concludes our show. And if someone asked you what that smile is all about, you tell them that love lifted you up because God is love. Until next time, take care of yourselves and each other. This concludes the show. I want you to have a prosperous week. I pray for all of our students and administrators. I pray for those in colleges. And I will be praying for everybody each time I get online. And students, be ready to go to school tomorrow and learn and be great role models. And older students, be ready to go to school tomorrow and learn and come out in the world and help us in any way that you can. And if you are interested in being on the show or being featured, please email me once again at EMONYA_love@yahoo.com. Be sure to stay with me on Facebook under our Free to Love or Free to Love. Also, be sure to look out for that video that I was telling you about earlier. All right. Thank y'all so much, and may God bless and take care of each one of you. Goodbye, everybody.